It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
New Zealand has recently changed its terrorism risk level down to low after being at medium for nearly 3 years. I spoke to University of Otago Professor Richard Jackson about what this change means for New Zealand and our national security.
Yes, so housed within the New Zealand Security Intelligence Services, there's a group called CTAG, and that stands for Combined Threat Assessment Group. And it's kind of an interagency body made up of, you know, representatives from the SIS, the GCSB, Defence Force, Police, Aviation, Corrections, MFAT, and so on, that sort of monitors a whole bunch of information, sort of domestic and international, and comes up with a kind of set of levels of the likely threat of a terrorist attack in New Zealand. And it then sort of communicates that threat level so that all the agencies and institutions in New Zealand that are tasked with providing security or responding to, sort of events, are aware of what they need to be prepared for. And it's a kind of color-coded threat level with very low at the bottom, low, medium, high, and extreme. And each one is just meant to provoke a set of responses from the different security institutions.
New Zealand has recently moved our terror risk down to low from medium. What changes will this practically make to our national security?
Well, look, it won't make any obvious or practical changes that are observable to the public, and the public certainly won't see anything different. I mean, mostly it'll be about sort of levels of alertness that different organizations have, kind of procedures that they have, you know, around whether people are on call and ready to respond to events, or whether, you know, certain forms of information will continue to need to be collected and so on. These are kind of procedural structure things to do with how ready organizations like the police, like the Defence Force, and so on, are ready for a potential terrorist attack. And so moving down just means they can relax some of their procedures and rules a little bit. But in effect, the national security system stays the same.
The risk was most recently moved to high due to the Christchurch terror attacks, which it shifted down to medium about a month afterwards. What has changed in New Zealand since the attack that has allowed it to shift to low?
Well, look, what we've got to be aware of is that assessing the terrorism threat risk is kind of subjective. It's based on analytical judgments. And it's based on sort of qualitative assessments of different forms of data. And different agencies, different individuals, different researchers will sometimes disagree over whether something is a risk or not. I mean, the intelligence and the information that they look at to determine the level of risk involves things like what kind of, they call them threat actors. What kind of intent does a threat actor have? And then secondly, what kind of capabilities do they have? And then, you know, thirdly, are there sort of events or things that have happened that are kind of propelling, the risk higher, that are making an attack much more likely? And a lot of these things are judgment calls. So what would have actually happened is that, you know, around Christchurch, the judgment call was probably that, look, we've just had an attack. We don't know whether there might be a sort of copycat attack, or it might be part of a series of attacks. The follow-up attack could be launched, so we have to have the highest level of alert. But then after a while, when they realize that that's not going to happen, the level drops a bit. But there are still, you know, obviously kind of assessments going on which say the attack created a whole bunch of interest from different groups and individuals, and we know that some of them, you know, took actions like spreading the video or, you know, openly coming out and making aggressive statements and so on. So the threat remains sort of medium. And I think what's happened now is that we've had quite a long period. A lot of things have happened in terms of, you know, the gun buyback program, the Christchurch call, a bunch of new terrorism laws. There's obviously a lot of surveillance and intelligence work that's going on. And the assessment is looking at the international context as well and saying, you know, there's a lot of other things happening, you know, the World Cup, the war in Ukraine, climate change and so on. And attention has moved away from certain issues. So at this stage, you know, we assess the risk to be relatively low that there's going to be a terrorist attack.
Is this an appropriate move considering the risk that does still exist surrounding white supremacy and all forms of terrorism in both New Zealand and around the world?
Well, look, you know, there are different opinions on this, and I have probably an opinion that doesn't fit in the mainstream. I mean, I've published research which shows that politicians tend to use the threat of terrorism and the risk of attacks in very political ways to get their powers extended to do things that they otherwise couldn't do, and that this whole terrorism threat sort of architecture can often be used in ways to strip away people's civil liberties and violate their human rights, for example, their right to privacy through surveillance. And I think there are a lot of problems around how we assess the risk of terrorist attack and why we consider, for example, the prevention of terrorist attacks so much more important than the prevention of, you know, harm caused and violence caused by things like domestic violence, which actually kills far more people than terrorism does. I mean, there in society, there are so many things that are a risk and a danger to human life. But, you know, they don't receive the attention or the resources that we put into terrorism. So I think, you know, we've just got to be a little bit skeptical, and we've got to question the necessity of having these kinds of things, particularly when they alarm the public and create what some people have called moral panics.
And just to quickly finish off, there's another layer beneath this being the very low layer, which indicates that an attack would be unlikely. Could we ever see a shift to this level?
I think that would be very unlikely to ever happen, just in part because I think another thing that we've got to remember is that we sort of live in an age that the sociologist Ulrich Beck called risk society, and that is a kind of broader perspective which says, you know, you can't know, there's always risks around us, and you can never know the unpredictable things that could happen.
That was Richard Jackson from the University of Otago chatting about New Zealand's terror risk shifting to low.